And on the call now, we have Utah head coach Lynn Roberts. Coach, good morning. And if you could give a brief opening statement, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Good morning. I'm happy to be on the call here. Looking forward to heading down to Vegas this evening, where we will play Washington in the late game on Thursday, as everybody knows. So it's, you know, just it's a exciting time of year. We're looking forward to it. It's been kind of a interesting finish for us down the stretch here. We've had some trouble staying healthy, had some adversity with a lot of things, but my team continues to give me everything they have and compete and fight, and that's fun to coach. So we're looking forward to getting to Vegas and getting this thing started.
And now we'll open it up for questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Cheryl Coward with HoopFeed.com.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
I just wanted to ask you about the briefly mentioned that interesting end of the season and the difficult Pac-12 conference season is over. You've turned the page. You're going to be on neutral territory, Las Vegas. What specifically are you looking for from your team coming into the tournament and against Washington?
Well, I think, you know, it's postseason and conference tournaments are always exciting because it's just kind of new life. Like everybody, it doesn't matter what you've done, whether you come in first or last or anywhere in between, it's just kind of new life. And we have had our team, you know, we only have 7 kids right now, and that's not changing. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to just kind of some new life and new enthusiasm. And I have so enjoyed this group. One of my all-time favorite teams to coach just with because of their ability to just kind of roll with things and roll with punches. And we've had some just absolutely painful losses this year down the stretch in Pac-12, just almost like truly, I know this word's overused, but just unbelievable. Like, did that really just happen? And these guys just keep, you know, they're like the weeble wobbles that, you know, you can't knock them over. They just keep coming back and bouncing back up. And as a coach, that just makes it unbelievably rewarding. And so for this conference tournament and heading into postseason, I'm excited for them to just kind of get new life and you know, where it's the excitement of let's see what can happen.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Kurt Cragthorpe with Salt Lake Tribune.
Lynn, with the all-conference awards coming out today, I just wanted to get a thought on Megan's season, especially with so much demanded of her on your roster.
Yeah, she's been phenomenal. And I think the sign of a great team, the sign of a great player is the ability to be consistent. And, you know, when everybody in the arena – every scouting report, every player, everybody, you know, their job, number one objective is to slow you down, stop you, take away what you're good at, and you're still able to average 20 points and shoot a high percentage and, you know, average a double-double and be that person for a good team. Speaks to, you know, not just talent, but mentality. And I'm so proud of her. She has worked so hard. She's an incredible player, and you know she'll be a pro for a long time. And everything I've heard from a lot of people is she's going to get drafted in a month at the WNBA, which is exciting for her and us. And she's just been tremendous. And just the thing with her that I think separates her, which makes her great, and this is the honest truth, is that she doesn't want it to be about her. So a lot of times superstars need the spotlight, and they kind of thrive in it, need it. If they don't get it, they squirm a little bit. And Huffy's the opposite. The spotlight, us talking about her, all of that makes her squirm. And what that does for younger players is that enables them to shine. And so that's been a big part of why our freshmen are so good and doing so well, is because of Huffy's desire for other people to do well, not have it be about her.
Okay, Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. That's all the time we have for you now.
Great. Thank you.